This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The folks that are on this program have strong minds, strong wills, strong bodies. It's all great. We're here to serve you, and we have to be strong to do that. Most people that I know have created sort of a mental construct of what they are all about, what they can do. And they stay inside the fence that they build for themselves. One of the reasons Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara are here is because they don't. They may have this idea about who they are, but they don't have limits. They don't place limits on their thinking, on their activities, so it's kind of cool. I think most of us can learn from people like that. We have self-constructed walls, self-imposed beliefs, and you don't really go beyond your beliefs because it's not safe. Your real world sometimes is not the real world. And so I have found over my lifetime, because I used to be like that myself, when I changed my mind, I changed my life. And that happened to me when I was in my 40s. So it happens. People sometimes get stuck in a place and they feel very comfortable there. And then, wait a minute, oops, it's a big, wide, wonderful world out there. Sometimes not so wonderful. College students, I think I said yesterday or a couple days ago, talking about graduations, and my son-in-law, Matthew, gave the commencement address at UCLA to the English grads. And one of the things he talked about, in a humble sense, he has an Oxford PhD, but he told the students what his real life story was all about. And it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't happy. It wasn't fun. He worked a lot of jobs just to pay his way through school. Didn't have any help. His parents didn't believe he should go to a school like that, so he decided he was going to do it and did it on his own, working all kinds of jobs, and some of it was pretty gritty. And the students were just spellbound by him. Here's this lofty professor who's got an Oxford PhD, next chairman of the English department at UCLA, and he's talking about delivering pizzas and working, selling paint at Home Depot. And being a meat cutter in a butcher shop, and you know, stuff like that. It becomes pretty basic. But if you want to get something, that's the point, then you work for it. But I was noticing in regard to that after I read his speech, and then I was looking at something about how, because he made reference to unrealistic expectations for students that are starting out, there were a lot of students that were going into technology. This was happening, Kara, probably when you got out of school. I'm guessing maybe it did when Victoria was getting out. The salaries that they were getting to go in, go into some of these fields were ridiculous. Even Wall Street, some of the Wall Street kids were starting at $100,000 a year. And so that was sort of the polish on, or the shine on what a lot of other students saw as a tough time. I remember when I was on the board, and we used to talk about this at Heidelberg, to graduation, how many students were going to go, 14%. If I remember the last class that I attended, 2012, 14% didn't have any jobs when they got out of school. And and by the way, this year, students who go into any kind of business are going to average $47,000 a year in their first job. What's the poverty? It's right around that number, isn't it? But considered, if you don't make that much money, you're considered below the poverty line and entitled to all kinds of benefits. Isn't that? I think the number is right around there.
Mm-hmm. It's $100,000 in San Francisco.
The report asked 1,000 college undergraduates about salary expectations, Portland I'm making reference to, It seems the next generation of college graduates might be in for a rude awakening. The average college student has unrealistic expectations for both their early career and mid-career salary, which I thought was kind of interesting. So how do you get that? The average Generation Z college student pursuing their bachelor's degree expects to make $57,964 one year out of college. The national median salary, on the other hand, is $11,000 lower than that and below the poverty level. No wonder so many people are on government subsidies, right? Look at this. And so I wonder in my own mind about the discussion of how good the economy is, and there isn't much unemployment for sure, but the average expectation for most majors graduating college this year is $57,964. However, the reality is it'll be paid about $47,000 in their first job. If you're an engineering student, they said they expected $64,000. That's about right. If you are in the sciences, they expected $64,000 would be their first salary. $50,000 is what the reality is. Nursing, this is pretty interesting. This shows you where the jobs are. $62,000 is what they expected to make their first job. $66,000 is what first-year nurses are making. That's pretty up. Let's look at the things. I guess maybe the expectation. I'm looking down the list here. Computer sciences. The average college graduate this year going into computer work expects to make $59,000, but in reality, he or she will make $68,000 on average. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? If you're, in accounting or finance, expectations were $56,000, average $54,000 for first-year people. Working in our field or any kind of communication, expectation is $51,000. The average pay for somebody doing this kind of work or in the news media in some way, shape, or form first year is $41,000. That's pretty. The same thing with education, too, by the way. The average first-year teacher makes $41,000. So it's sobering, isn't it, what the college people have to look forward to. Pretty interesting stuff. I have some interesting tax news, but I want Jennifer to take over now and bring us her trending story, and then I'll, as time allows, I'll look at some of the tax ramifications of some of the things we're just talking about with regard to salary, what you're being paid, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Jen, the floor is yours. We're all ears.
I'm going to tell you about a big cocaine bust in Philadelphia, but one thing that caught my eye, and I thought you would like it, Dougie, since you are a dairy farmer, is that in Iowa, a local farmer is getting a lot of attention. He runs Cinnamon Ridge Farms in Donahue, Iowa, yeah. And he is feeding his cows, he's feeding them dried dairy creamer.
Dried dairy creamer. Cows like the same thing that they give. They like ice cream. They like their own milk. That's interesting.
He said it sounds cannibalistic, but he said the cows are being fed half a pound of powdered coffee creamer every day mixed with hay and other things that cows like. It adds up to about 4 pounds of milk per cow per day, but he said his milk is winning awards and it tastes better than everybody else's. And he says the secret ingredient is giving him that powdered milk. So I thought maybe you'd get a kick out of that if you want to make the best milk possible.
Yeah.
All right. The big trending story, in all seriousness, is out of Philadelphia. One of the largest cocaine bust in U.S. history happened on Tuesday in Philadelphia, where federal authorities continue to try to figure out what exactly went down. There was a cargo ship at Packer Avenue Marine Terminal in South Philly. They seized from it 16.5 tons of cocaine. That's 33,000 pounds, which has a street value of more than $1 billion, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Investigators think there is still a significant amount of cocaine that still is on the ship that they haven't even been able to get off yet. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, this makes it the largest drug seizure in the history of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Two people were arrested and charged, according to the criminal complaint. Ivan Durasevic, who was the ship's second mate, and I'm going to try this one. It's a tough one. Fanofavi Tisaga, I think, were arrested in the bus. Before coming to Philadelphia, this ship, which was the Mediterranean Shipping Company, was previously in the Bahamas. It was in Panama, Peru, Colombia, and the ship was actually on its way to the Netherlands. According to the complaint, Durasevic told authorities that cocaine was loaded onto the ship after they left Peru, and then Tiasaga told authorities that six boats approached them during the night while they operated a crane to bring on even more bags of cocaine on board. The ship, they said, was then later approached by another eight boats where more cocaine was loaded onto the ship, according to the complaint. Tiasaga told authorities his role was to help in moving the drugs below deck. The Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration Customs Enforcement officials, also in conjunction with Homeland Security, had a multi-agency inspection going on, and that's where they caught all of this going on. $1 billion worth of cocaine, though.
Wow.
Think about what that means. 33,000 tons.
Multiple full containers. Jeez. Containers on, like, storage containers. The gigantic ones that you see on the boats. Yeah, multiple of them are full of cocaine. How is that? I can't even imagine that much cocaine. Not that I want to, but it's insane.
Some people would like to.
Yeah. It is crazy, crazy. And speaking of crazy, just go back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago with regard to people graduating from colleges and that sort of thing. And what they expect. The average student who will make $50,000 upon graduating has $20,000 of debt. That's the average. Before, I mean, they get out of college. Some of them, you look at some of the other, there are some who have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 worth of debt. And one of the things that Matthew, my son-in-law, was saying in his speech the other day, and this is what was jaw-dropping, the students, when he told them that he still had college debt, he's still paying college loans, and he's been out of school for 20 years, he's still paying for his education.
Well, I want to know what the average drug dealer is making out of college, because if you're making $1 billion off of this thing, then maybe we all went into the wrong field.
We're going to the wrong, right, we're going to drugs instead. 18 after the hour on the DJV show. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Buddy Holly. Up to you, Doug.
That's Loretta Lynn singing, right?
Yep.
All right.
That's when I make a mistake. So we can do
right.
A switcheroo or whatever you want.
We all. It's no big deal. Loretta Lynn has posted a video refuting the claims that she is D-E-A-D dead. She's alive and well, in fact. Tabloids were writing that Loretta was in a nursing home after suffering another stroke. In a video uploaded to Facebook, she slammed those rumors and stories. Quote, "You're kidding me. I'm not dead, and neither is Willie."
Love that.
That's
this is a
Willie
video
Nelson
that she
song.
Posted where yeah. She's talking on the video. Yeah, she looks yeah. Good and sounds feisty, and she's great.
Yeah, amazing how this stuff. But she made reference to the Willie Nelson song, "I'm Not Dead." Yeah, but what's the actual title
well,
of it?
Still not dead. Again.
Still not
yeah.
Dead, yeah, right, exactly. Neither is Loretta Lynn. Her caption, let's see, she said, "Both of us are coming back to life, and we're going to raise hell." Her caption reflected similar sentiments through the years. Quote, "They've said I'm broke, homeless, cheating, drinking, gone crazy, terminally ill, and even dead. Poor things can't even get that right," she wrote. I guess if those old pesky tabloids are harassing me, then they're giving someone else a break. But I'm about an inch from taking him to Fist City. Pretty feisty for an 87-year-old, right?
And, love her.
I yeah, love it, though.
She celebrated her birthday complete with her request that Keith Urban pop up out of the cake.
I would request that, too. He's pretty cute.
The life left in him. All right, let's do the Buddy Holly story, shall we? 26 after on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me with the hologram. There's been a hologram thing of Roy Orbison, now the Buddy Holly thing. And now they're going to put them together. Bass Hologram, the name of the company, announcing North American dates for a joint Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison hologram tour. The Rock and Roll Dream Tour is what it's called, kicking off September 19th at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, and then have 45 stops. I can't make up my mind whether I want to go see this or not. I kind of do.
I feel like I would. I definitely want to see this. When you add in Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, I think that that would just be a really fun show.
They have
if you don't treat it like a concert, if you treat it like it's a visual spectacle, then I think that if you go in with that expectation, it must be entertaining.
Otherwise, it's weird.
Well, they have the holograms, and then they have live band, live backup singers for the song. So these guys are singing, and the audio is from the original tracks of their songs, their hits. And then they have the live band and the backup singers. It's quite a performance. They've got a lot of remastered audio, so it'll sound up to date. The two have combined 16 platinum records when you put them both together, 19 gold, nearly two dozen top 40 hits, and 10 Grammy Awards. So make for a great concert, actually fun. Buddy and Roy were Texans who shared mutual respect and admiration for each other's creative musical genius and brilliant songwriting ability, said Buddy Holly's wife, Maria Elena Holly. Orbison, with nearly 3 million followers on Facebook, 5 million monthly listeners on Spotify between them. So there's going to be a lot of interest in this. As a matter of fact, Roy Orbison Jr. said, Dad jammed with Buddy in Lubbock, Texas, helped change music history by turning Buddy on to Norm Petty Studios. Buddy later returned the favor by recording two of Dad's songs on his first Crickets album. How beyond cool and special that these two great friends now...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes it official that he is running for re-election as he hosts a big rally in Orlando last night, saying that he's running to keep America great. In his nearly 1 hour, 20-minute speech, the president spoke quite a bit about the U.S. economy since he's taken office.
Remember the statement from the previous administration? You'd need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, we'll tell Sleepy Joe that we found the magic wand.
The president there referring to the Democratic frontrunner, Joe Biden. Lawmakers in the U.S. House voting against the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops. The Democratic-controlled body voting 243 to 183 to block funding to enact that policy, which critics argue is discriminatory. President Trump says banning transgender troops will improve military readiness and unit cohesion. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Counting for taste, you got great taste if you're listening to the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who are here at your service and on your side. Policy debates sometimes fun. You get info by the numbers. Heartache by the numbers. Remember that song? I've got heartache by the numbers. No, people don't remember that song. Okay.
Nope.
The we've been doing a lot of numbers. So before we get to Victoria with her story, I'm going to pass along to you some of the states where the taxes are highest and where the taxes are the lowest. A lot of these states are the wounds that are coming are self-inflicted by spending, that sort of stuff. And so we look at all of the cities and towns that are losing people, the highest. Well, let's look at the highest income tax states. Guess what is number one? Yes, Jennifer.
California.
Number one is California. The income tax, the state income tax in California is 13.3%. Hawaii is 11%. Oregon's 9.9%. Minnesota, 9.85%. Iowa, 8.98%. New Jersey, Victoria, 8.97. Vermont, 8.95. The District, 8.95 as well. New York, 8.82. Wisconsin, 7.65.
Yeah, but see, the thing about New York is that you've got to add an extra, was it 5% or 4.5% for city tax. So
yeah,
if you live in the city, you get banged twice.
Yeah.
Good old New York.
Yeah.
But well, it's probably still not as high as California, but it's pretty close. It should be right there.
Well, you look at the state of New York, the governor signed a $175 billion budget a couple of months ago, which increased taxes again on New Yorkers. Bridge tolls and that sort of thing went up. New fees like the congestion tax on drivers in New York. Charge
they
for
really,
paper bags. Yeah,
yeah. Well, the paper bag thing, I'm all for. But
yeah, I don't mind
plastic
that.
Bags. Yeah, that's just stupid at this point. But they really don't want you driving in New York anymore. And as recently transplanted New Yorkers with a car, they make it so difficult because you can park on the street free, but it's very difficult to find parking, and they really just, they don't want people commuting into the city in a car. They want you on mass transit, which is greener, and I get it, but it's sometimes not that convenient for reverse commuters, people who live in the city and then drive outside of the city to go to work. But yeah, they're definitely are trying to look, what do you do with a tiny island that's a mile long and a mile wide, and you've got 11 million people living on it? You know, it's kind of crazy.
50,000 people left New York last year to go to other states. California, I think it's 100. How much was it? It was either 100 or somewhere near 400,000. I can't remember, Jennifer, but I know a lot of people are leaving because it's just too expensive.
Thanks,
and they're
too
going
much.
To some of the lowest income tax states. Alaska is zero. Florida, zero. Nevada, zero. South Dakota, zero. Texas, zero. Washington, zero. Wyoming, zero. Tennessee, New Hampshire, they do not have any income taxes.
Alaska will actually pay you to live there, won't they? Don't they
yes.
give you like some
they
money back every year?
Women. They pay women to live there. I don't know if they pay men still,
boy.
But they pay women.
Didn't Vermont offer a pretty big incentive to move there, or was it New
yes.
Hampshire?
No, it was
Vermont. I think it was Vermont,
right?
$10,000
yep,
if you're
yep.
willing to move
yep.
there?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's actually the money that they make from oil drilling. I think they split it up
in
every
Alaska.
Year, and that goes, yeah, I don't know if it's based on your sex, but definitely how much money they make out of drilling.
So the cities with the highest tax rate in America, the highest tax rate in any city is Bridgeport, Connecticut. Why in the name of God? There's nothing about Bridgeport, Connecticut, except the bridge that gets you out of town fast that's appealing. Bridgeport is an awful place. Philadelphia. Let's see here. Milwaukee, Baltimore, Columbus, Ohio, Providence, Rhode Island, Portland, Maine, Louisville, Kentucky have the highest tax rates, city tax rates. Cities with the lowest tax rates, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Anchorage, Alaska, Houston, Texas, Fargo, North Dakota, Jacksonville, Florida, Billings, Montana, Memphis, Tennessee, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So here are the top states where people are moving out of. No guess. I mean, there's nothing that we've already talked about. A couple of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, Massachusetts, Iowa, Montana, Michigan, all according to United Van Lines, the data from them from last year, those are the states that have more people moving out of them than any other. The states people moving to, number one, the aforementioned Vermont. More people than I hope they don't spoil Vermont by getting so many people to move there. Oregon's number two on the list. Idaho, number three. Nevada, I understand that, the tax stuff there. Arizona, the weather. South Carolina, they go both ways on that area. Washington, North Carolina, South Dakota, District of Columbia. This is moving in, so it's interesting. There's almost an equal number of people moving out of Washington as moving into it. That's fine. That's very interesting. What about you, ladies? What do you think? What entered into, you wanted to go back home. That's why you went back to New Jersey. It's actually less expensive for you to live in New Jersey, right? Victoria, than it was in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, we're paying almost the same in rent, but we doubled our space, so and we're at the beach. So, yeah, it was a win-win for us. But, like, other things, like our car insurance, it got cut in half when we moved from Manhattan to New Jersey.
Oh, sure.
The groceries here, the gas here, like, the highest the gas has been since we've lived here is right now it's $2.99 a gallon. Yeah. So,
not bad.
It's, yeah, there are a lot of perks of moving out of the city, for sure.
The other day, when I was gassing up the car, Jennifer, I saw prices heading to the airport anywhere from $4.95 a gallon to $3.67 a gallon.
Oh, yeah. It's
well
crazy.
Over.
It is
well
crazy.
Over $4. Yep.
Yep. So the big the states
and that's all tax, by the way.
Yeah, it is tax. Yeah, the states and cities that people are fleeing from are every one of them are big spending blue states, and the ones people are going to are red states. I find that pretty interesting as well. That's pretty damning as to the way. If you want to be generic about it, the Democrats spend more money than the Republicans. No, that's a surprise. But it's really interesting when you look at the map, kind of see how it all shakes out. All right, Victoria, what do you have that's very compelling? I'm sure the last couple of minutes was extraordinarily exciting and compelling for our audience, so you got to keep that momentum going.
Well, it's been a kind of a good day for Boeing. They got a huge vote of confidence for the 737 MAX jets. They actually have the International Airlines Group, which owns Aer Lingus and British Airways and Iberia and other European carriers. They have sent a letter of intent of purchase of 200 of the 737 MAX jets. They're at the Paris Air Show. And so typically this group only uses the Airbus family, the A320 for their single aisle.
Can I tell
jets.
You why this happened? I don't want to take the storm. I mean, the wind out of your sails.
This is just telling me other airlines that I'm not going to fly on.
Well,
because I don't trust the 737 MAX, even when it does return. We don't have a time frame yet, but I don't.
They
know.
Have had to keep the orders. They've had to cut the price by 30% on those planes. They will make no money on these planes. But in order to save face, they're doing two things. They're going to change the name, apparently, although they maintained at the Paris Air Show, oh, no, we're not going to change the name. But behind the scenes at Boeing, the board wants them to change. They don't want to call it the 737 MAX anymore. They want to call it whatever, 737 something else. And so there's that to contend with, plus the fact that the reason they got these orders is because they cut the price so that they're less expensive than the comparable Airbus 321. That's what they did. So that's why they got the order. They didn't get the order. This is a leasing company that owns all of these planes, and that we're talking about here, that owns these airlines, but also owns planes that are used by other airlines. More companies lease the planes than buy them. Boeing finances a lot of them. But this leasing company is the largest in the world. I think they own a couple thousand planes. And so that's the real story.
I hope the 737s, the MAXs, I hope that they don't infiltrate too much of Aer Lingus's fleet, because that's what I fly to see my family in Ireland. So I like the Airbus. I don't want to rock the boat there.
Well, Aer Lingus, all of the people buying it are European, or using it, European airlines. As you said, this company owns these airlines in conjunction with the city, with the countries that, for example, Aer Lingus is partially owned by Ireland, and all the other airlines you just mentioned are partially owned by the state. So the state, and then
British
they get
Airways,
into partnership.
Iberia, Spain, yeah.
Yeah, right. Although British Airways is a privately held company. It's kind of confusing because they went bankrupt and England got involved in it because of the flagship carrier. And the reason they got involved is because the Queen, it literally was, they needed to save British Airways because that's the airline the Queen rides on. It had nothing to do.
She doesn't really fly much anymore, though.
No.
Right?
But
she doesn't go anywhere.
It's the Queen's airline, so they had to save it. That was a number of years ago. Anyway, but the real reason I'm telling you is, as I explained, Airbus is, as I said, I've said this many times, you can buy three Airbuses of the equivalent size to two Boeing planes. That's how cheap they are. And so Boeing, in order to get these orders, bingo, that's what they've done. So, and will they change their name? I don't know. They got a lot of face saving to do, that's for sure. 45 after the hour here on the DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax, because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority. And there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about the situation with debt and taxes and college graduates and what they're doing. The fastest growing job categories in the U.S., a couple of interesting things. For example, here in Massachusetts, where I am, it's a machine operator. Let's see here. In New York State, gambling industry. This is the fastest growing job category in various states. California, solar panel installer is the biggest.
It's huge. Everybody's trying to get solar. Yep. And it's expensive. You can't take it with you.
Yeah. Let's see here. The same thing in Florida, too, by the way. Solar panel installer, biggest job category. Let's see here. In Georgia, it's aircraft assembler, because they have some plants there. A rail car repair person in Arkansas. Let's see. In Texas, wind turbine service technician. More jobs there than anything else. Software developer in South Dakota. This is really very interesting to see how these job categories are operating. You can check it out. You can go to the Bureau of National Federal, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Check it out. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody's pal, certainly your pet's pal, is here from the Pet Show. I was listening to Warren driving around Los Angeles on Saturday. He has a great way with people. These ladies call up, Warren, 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 I need your help. My cat has stubbed her toe and I don't know what to do.
I would guess that that's probably true.
Yeah, it is true. What do you think? I'm making that up? No. And he's so good, so patient with these people and their stupid questions. My God.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to stubbed toes, I am the guy to go to.
Yeah, you are. Right. Yeah, who's that? Well, there was a woman who called, and she was fawning all over you. I'm trying to remember what her question was. Pretty silly. I just remember her fawning all over you and chuckling. Knowing you as I do, I just got a kick out of it. Warren's so personable. You can check out his show, thepetshow.com. Ways to challenge your dog's mind. Something on your mind, my mind, and my dog's mind. What do you do to challenge your dogs, Warren?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Doug. Anyone that's ever raised a child knows that a well-behaved kid is a tired kid and a kid that's challenged mentally as well as physically. It's no different with our dogs. You know, we get them when they're young. They're puppies. They're adorable. We train them. And as they get older, you know, we kind of take them for a walk. We may buy them a new toy once in a while. But life is different for them. It's not so exciting, not so challenging. So I suggest with older dogs, what you do is treat them like puppies. In other words, teach them a new trick every once in a while. Get them new toys. Even though you say, I know they don't play with toys, bring new toys in. Don't let them stagnate at home. Take them. Let them meet other dogs. Let them meet other people. What often happens is our dogs become antisocial because we get busy. You know, when they're puppies, we introduce them. Now they're older dogs. We take them for a quick walk. Hurry up, pee and poop, and get inside the house. Give them a job to do. you know, whatever, whether it be picking something up from outside or just, you know, chasing the mailman, whatever you want to do, but make sure you mentally keep them stimulated. I would say, I've been doing this for a few weeks now, I would mentally say that dogs and cats, for that matter as well, that are bored are the ones that get into all types of behavioral issues. If they're busy, if they're tired, if they're stimulated, just like people, they're going to sleep, they're going to behave better. So I really recommend, if you have an older pet, dog or cat, makes no difference. Besides the physical activity, make sure you keep that mental activity equally as well. And just focus on making sure that mind is sharp.
It is the same, you've just said, you've just nailed it, the same for animals as it is for us. We got to keep everything, we need to stimulate our minds as we need to stimulate our bodies. You need to do that with your pet. Keep them running. Keep them thinking. Keep them playing. That's really what, that's the bottom. That's why they stay as young and healthy as they do. I think that was, I'm convinced that was the secret to Charlotte living 15 years. People are like, bulldogs, they don't live, we're on 8 or 9 years.
They have that gusto for life. In other words, a person that's fascinated, challenged, interesting, finds new things all the time, is the person that's going to live longer, generally. And the same thing with our pets. If their mind is good, you know, mind and body is all balanced. It's
and Warren is a great representative of that because he just turned 113 last year.
That's in dog years, Doug.
Yes, that's right. Well, listen, see the quick response from somebody who's that old? Listen. He's got his mind working.
In dog years, I'm dead.
No, really. All right, here's some research that suggests that over 1,000 or more years ago, as dog domestication became part of how people lived, people preferred puppies that could pull off the sad look. Sad doggies always make me cry. You know that song? The development of the facial muscle that creates those sad puppy dog eyes. You think you know, puppies use their muscles and their eyes to raise their eyebrows.
You know, let me tell you, Doug, dogs are the biggest con artists in the world. They con me all the time. It's true. But in other words, you know, I always tell people, you know, people always suggest that dogs do this because wolves do this. Forget about wolves. Dogs have been domesticated since we've been walking upright. So they've adjusted to us. You know, people look at each other in the face. Dogs look at each other's facial expressions to say if they're aggressive, you know, how high are the lips, what position are the ears in. So it just makes perfect sense that the dog would definitely focus on our expressions, and we focus on theirs. But they really do. I know, for example, when I'm working with dogs, sometimes I'll make faces to tease them, and you can see their reactions change in their facial expressions.
It's true.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
I gave Daisy another bath last night, still trying to get rid of that skunk smell after a month. She still has some of it. And I put her in, and she knew exactly what was going on. She didn't want to have anything
to
do it.
Wow. I'm laughing because I've been skunked so many times, and it takes like 3-4 days, sometimes a week, to get rid of that skunk.
Really?
This is
been a month.
And high for people.
Oh, no. This is a month.
She has more hair than I do, Doug.
She's looking at me, those eyes, exactly what you said. Looking in my eyes, and I'm looking in her eyes, and she knows I mean business. And so this is really interesting, though. Love your dog. Love your dog. Love your dog. For our next time from the Pet Show here on the...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.